Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
And this hour of the show, every day, presented by the great folks at Champy's World Famous Fried Chicken. Fresh to order and worth the wait down there. Call ahead or check them out online at champyschicken.com and just swing through their easy pickup line to take it to your tailgate, whether it's high school football tonight or to Jordan-Hare, Bryant-Denny this weekend or Protective Stadium next week for the first ever game for UAB there. Champy's gives you the southern staples like chicken on a stick, which is perfect for the tailgate, those Mississippi Delta homemade tamales, the best I've ever tasted, also the fried chicken plates, the tenders, the po' boys, and a lot more. Blues, Brews, and Bird, Champy's Chicken, champyschicken.com. In the chat room over there, a lot of interesting things like Goose saying, I've wondered about the NIL deals. Will sponsors pull support if they flop? They can't do that, right, Brown? You've been our NIL guy. If they flop, you can't do that, right?
I don't know state to state. I know in the state of Alabama, it is illegal to tie an NIL deal to on-field performance.
Yeah, and so Chris says, you think Dr. Pepper wishes they could have put someone else in Fanville? They went. I thought that was one of the best NIL deals that Uiagalelei had.
No doubt.
Exclusive with Fanville, and they were only putting him in there, but it has been one of those. And I'm not going to say the NIL is impacting his performance.
No.
But it does draw a lot of attention to you when you have signed these deals and you're in a high-profile one like that and you're the only one and your team isn't playing great yet.
Yeah, well, a couple of things. I bet at least early on it was the most lucrative deal that was signed. It had to have been mid-six figures just based on Dr. Pepper and the national brand and the campaign that they're doing. The other thing, if he continues to play like he plays – that'll probably be his biggest endorsement deal he's ever got, his first.
Yeah, maybe so. You're right.
Part of our show today being brought to you by one of our first sponsors ever in radio is Lanyas Furniture.
Big
back
gravy.
In the day.
Hey, here at the next round, we're excited to have Lanyas Furniture as a sponsor of the show. Our longtime viewers and listeners have known Lanyas Furniture as Alabama's home for Lazy Boy Value, as well as the go-to source for other great brands such as Flexsteel, Universal, Bernhardt, and many others. Short drive to those huge showrooms right there in Warrior. Definitely worth the drive when you check out the great prices and the fact that Lanyas Furniture keeps a gigantic inventory that allows for immediate delivery. If you've shopped for furniture during the last 18 months, you know it's very hard to find, but John Lanyas and his staff made the decision to place even larger orders to fill their warehouses during the beginning days of the pandemic. They've never let up. The result? Lanyas Furniture has one of the largest in-stock inventories of Lazy Boy and many other products. They can quickly deliver your new furniture anywhere in the state. Go see them in Warrior today, or if you like, shop 24/7 LanyasFurnitureCompany.com. That's Lanyas Furniture and Warrior, your home for Lazy Boy value.
Pepsi Hotline is where we go for Peter Burns now, SEC Network, at Peter Burns ESPN on the Twitter. What's up, PB?
I just had lunch with a beautiful Chris Doering, and I tell you what, the glow, the tan that he's got working right now is impressive. I mean, it's like rock star if he was a Florida Gator. I think that's the best way to kind of put it together for your listeners and viewers.
We actually joked about this or discussed it a little bit on the air Monday as you guys popped up one of our five screens that we were debating on whether or not he got a real tan or whether he was in a tanning bed or not, because obviously he's bulked up and he's probably the best shape of his life. But is it a real tan or does Doring go to the fake tan?
Hey, Chris, real tan or fake tan? Oh, give me the thumbs up. It's a real tan. I mean, look at it. I mean, he lives in Gainesville, and so all he does is probably drive around with a Jeep with his shirt off like 24/7. I would, too, if I was 68 years old like him, and I look like one of those, male testosterone hormone, commercials. You know, those commercials where it's like, this guy's 72 years old and he's absolutely ripped. Like, that's going to be Doring after he's done working for us over at SEC Network. No doubt.
And if he was doing the tanning bed, he would have one of those little alligator emblems that he would put, like, in his Speedo. Because I guarantee you, Burns, I guarantee you dated one of the girls back in the day that had the different little Playboy emblem that they could use. Yep.
Yeah. In the tanning that bed. Always seemed like the one to take home to mom, didn't it?
Yeah. Oh, hey. Of course.
Good full commentary. Hey, Dad. Hey, Mom. This is Bambi. And, oh, yeah, she just happens to be a Playboy Bunny fan. That's fantastic with the tramp stamp as well. Jeez.
All right, let's talk to football. We will save time. I've heard this story. You guys will love it. A Ryder Cup story from Peter Burns, one of the most amazing, somebody not where they're supposed to be stories I've ever heard. Let's other than Texas, Texas is the obvious answer to this question. So look beyond Texas. This is the biggest Arkansas football game since when?
Gosh, in a long, I mean, I'm trying
to think. What are you laughing at, Dunaway?
He said, look past virtually the last meaningful game they played. Look past that one, the next biggest game they played.
That's how yeah,
I mean, that's why I got to go back. And I think of like maybe like
Petrino,
like 07, like them going into Baton Rouge yeah. with Peyton Hillis and Felix Jones and Darren McFadden and knocking off number one ranked, because, you know, this is what it's about, right? I mean, you got to have these program building wins. And I think Texas was able to do that, but to clean sweep the state of Texas between Texas and Texas A&M would be monstrous, because that's, you know, Arkansas kind of lost that luster when A&M got into the conference because they were no longer the, like, hey, the westernmost team that played in the SEC. And to be able to do that, especially when this is quote unquote Texas A&M's, you know, coming out party, would be absolutely huge for them. So, I mean, it feels like a cage fight, right? Like I mean, it feels like two great defenses and what is it, 9 wins in a row for the Aggies. And it feels like it's been like 9 points that have separated the two in those games.
You know, I feel like I'm bringing this game up nonstop, but Mississippi State LSU, and you know, it was kind of a yeah. bloodbath the wrong way for your LSU Tigers last year. But this is one of those games that's really difficult to handicap. And if Mississippi State was going to have a semblance of a special season, they needed to get through those first 3 games unscathed. It was kind of controversial, the Calvin Austin touchdown there at the end of that game. They're sitting at 2-1. LSU, obviously, with the loss to UCLA, 2-1. This is a big game for Orgeron, and I think it's a big game for Leach to prove he can do it in back-to-back years against a brand like LSU.
Yeah, I mean, because that's what he's trying to do, especially at home, is recruit. But I go back into kind of the first question you talked about Sam Pittman and that big game being so big for Arkansas. It's big for Arkansas. It's also, I mean, think about it. There's a lot of pressure on both Jimbo Fisher to win this week and Ed Orgeron, and probably even more so for Ed O after the debacle of last year. And there's, I mean, I'm friends with a ton of LSU fans. I myself am one of those people that we were like, what is this team? Like, I don't know. Like, it's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and if it's 2 years in a row, that's not gonna bode well for Ed O. I mean, you know, LSU has dominated State. I think it was like 26 of the last 29 meetings. You lose 2 years in a row coming off a national title, man, that and it ain't gonna get easier, right? Auburn's solid. I mean, you look at Arkansas. I mean, the SEC West is a damn murderer's row, and I'll throw this question back to you guys. Is the loser of that game clearly the worst team in the SEC West? Which is crazy because I think they're both top 30, 35 type yeah. caliber teams.
But they are. Yeah. The loser of LSU Mississippi State, I think, at the bottom.
I don't know, though. I mean, it could still be Auburn. It could still be Arkansas.
Changes week to week. But right now, I think you'd have to put them down there.
I would. And the SEC Network this weekend, you're home for another triple header. Georgia-Vandy, the first game at 11 right out of SEC Nation. You go Georgia State-Auburn in the afternoon window, late night with Southern Miss and Alabama over at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Another game happening down in the Swamp, which was a great atmosphere last week. Tennessee and Florida. Peter, you're of the age, of course, you remember when Tennessee and Florida was the game in the SEC early in the year, maybe for the entire year. Can Tennessee even make this game interesting down in the Swamp? And if so, what has to happen?
Yeah, I mean, what, they won 15 of the last 16, right? And we had Josh Dobbs on our show today, who's now the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback, and he was like, yeah, it hasn't been much of a game except, you know, when we beat them in 2016, and that was the last time in a long time. You know, here's a convoluted answer to it. I don't think Tennessee can make it interesting, but I think Florida can. Does that make sense? Like,
yes.
If Florida comes out and all of a sudden they're sleepwalking because they're still banged up, and a lot of teams are banged up after playing Alabama, but hey, the crowd's not going to be as loud. You know, what do you expect in that game? Do you get cute and, you know, Anthony Richardson's back there, but it just doesn't quite work out? I mean, when it comes down to it, you know, there's still such a talent gap. And when I talked to people at Tennessee, you know, even this week, they recognize that. And they don't even know who the quarterback's going to be. And I think it's truly a game-time decision. So I would be shocked if this is anything other than a 20-point win for Florida. It'd be really disappointing if it isn't, because I think that amount of talent, you know, you got to back that up, right? If you truly want another opportunity to play Georgia and get an opportunity to beat Alabama again, you don't mess around with Tennessee. Like, you should beat Tennessee by 3 touchdowns this week.
Peter Burns, SEC Network, at Peter Burns ESPN on Twitter, is with us on the Pepsi Hotline. We were discussing Bryce Young before the top of the hour. Nick Saban's teams have conditioned us to expect Bryce Young to do exactly what he did. But I don't feel like the world gave him enough credit for that being his first road start ever in that atmosphere against a top 11 team and performing the way he performed.
You know, I mean, I saw Suttle send out a tweet saying, hey, I've been to a lot of ball games. This is loud as I've ever heard.
Yeah, we had a lot of fans call us and say that. I mean, apparently was pretty loud.
We don't think twice about it, right? And, I mean, it's not fair to Alabama because we hold them into this pedestal of being like, all right, well, if you don't throw a perfect game, you just throw a no-hitter, well, I mean, you're not good anymore. Like, is this the worst team? I mean, we're living this, like, constant microwavable, like, jump-to-conclusions map where it's like, all right, well, they can't run the ball, they can't stop the run, you know, what the hell is going wrong with them? And I just think it's laughable at this point. I mean, Bryce is doing what you expect a – seven-figure NIL deal quarterback to do, right? It's just throw three touchdowns and play flawless football. So, I mean, I don't think there's a doubt that there's a roadmap to beat them, but let's be honest with you. I mean, how many teams can beat Alabama right now? Maybe Ole Miss if they catch them on the right day. Georgia, of course, but I don't see anybody else in the country. And if there's only two teams that might be able to beat you, you're still pretty damn elite in my book.
You bring up Ole Miss. Better chance of happening, Ole Miss wins the West for the first time in the history of that program, or Kentucky comes in second in the East this year?
I can see Kentucky coming. You know what? Damn you, Lance. Because that's a damn coin flip, right? I mean, it's a coin flip of a situation because I can see a situation in which Ole Miss plays just enough defense and to hold, you know, a couple of field goals instead of touchdowns. But I still think that Kentucky is the second best team in the SEC East. I mean, I as much as I love what Florida did, I think the matchup works really well for what they're trying to do. So if I had to lean one, I'd still say it's probably, you know, Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss. My problem is I think it sucks for Lane that they had a bye week this week. Like, I know everybody likes a week to prepare for Bama and get right. I think they would have been better off playing Bama this week while they're rolling instead of, like, staring at Alabama in the face for 14 straight days, because that's, I know at least in the LSU days, that's, they would overthink Alabama way too much instead of just saying, hey, we're going to do what we normally do. They would try to change everything. And I hope Lane doesn't do that. We have a hell of a game in Tuscaloosa here in 2 weeks.
Yeah, but I think Lane Kiffin is using his social media intelligence. He's an AI on social media. He's using that, I think, to take the steam off the top of his team with what he's doing this week in news conferences, talking about Alabama. Don't upset Nick Saban and his guys and what he's doing. Cedric, thanks for the license plates last night with the white poison. It seems like Lane Kiffin's very much in a comfort zone with this team and poking Nick Saban on social media. This is sort of in his wheelhouse, it feels like.
Yeah, and it's also what we call a ritual apology, right? If you know what a ritual apology is, it's like apologizing, but like, guys, it's what I did for my SEC Network audition. Like, I went in and apologized to everybody beforehand, so I set the expectation low, and therefore, if I was actually good, it actually somehow worked out. And if I failed, I'm like, well, I told you guys beforehand, and I think that's kind of what Lane does in his brilliance of being like, dude, they are great. It's talking to his team, but it's also kind of building in, you know, and a little bit of an excuse of, hey, if Alabama wins this game, hey, I already told you that they were that good. So, I mean, he's sharp when it comes to social media. That's for damn sure.
All right. Peter Burns is an amazing Ryder Cup story. To make this work, hang tight, Peter. He's on the Pepsi hotline. I need to do this. Jessup Standifer and the Standifer Insurance Group. I tell you, auto rates have lowered four times in the last 12 months. You got to have insurance. You may as well be getting the best value you can. They've been serving the Southeast for more than 20 years. Have your insurance coverages ready, what you pay every month. Call this number for insurance checkup, 205-664-3200, 205-664-3200, or on the web, StandiferInsuranceGroup.com. It is the 2016 Ryder Cup, Hazeltine National. The U.S. rolls 17-11 in a massive beatdown of the Europeans. Take it away, Peter Burns.
All right, real quick, am I going to get a hard out or I got a little bit of time?
We got a solid 5 minutes.
Yeah, we own it. We own it. You go as long as you want.
I love it. So 2016, I get a phone call from Taylor Zarzer. Hey, I got an all inside the ropes pass up to Ryder Cup on Sunday. Can you make it? The answer is hell yes. You say yes, right? So I get done SEC Network. I fly up there. We go up and have a great time. Now, Taylor's high school or college teammate is Phil Mickelson's pilot at the time. And so he says, hey, listen, you know, we've had way too many cocktails watching them. And he goes, if we win, let's all go back to the Radisson Hotel where the both teams were staying, and we're going to party, and we'll get you into the post-party. We're like, hell yeah. Yada, yada, yada. Unbelievable day. United States wins it. We get a phone call saying, hey, meet at this back entrance of the Radisson, which sounds so seedy. Like, this is Lance's old school days, right? Like a drug deal going down. So we go back. Some guy just, like, lets us in, and we're in the hotel lobby. So it's only for players and spouses. So we kind of hang out with the American team, but we can tell there's another party going on. And that's the real party we wanted to get into. So after about an hour, we're like, all right, let's leave. As we're walking towards the back entrance, the Euros door for the team party is open. You know, they had just lost. I'm thinking, all right, it's going to be dejected. Well, I'm hammered. So me and Taylor decided to just walk into the European team party, right? I mean, worst case scenario, they kick us out and we say, sorry. Well, nobody says a word. It's open bar. There's like 50 people there. Sergio Garcia is playing darts. They're all singing. They're hammered, having the greatest time. We're like, dude, this is awesome. You know, Patrick Harrington's like playing ping pong. We're like, oh my God, this is great. So as we're leaving, we're like, all right, we couldn't get into the USA party, but this ends up being better. So what happens is we see an arrow right by the bathroom. We're like, let's go through this door. Then it leads us through another door. And then, like out of a mafia movie, we go through a kitchen following this arrow. We're like, dude, do you think this is what I think it is? I'm like, let's keep going. So we turn the corner and there's a security guard there. Security guard looks at us and he goes, no, 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 guys, y'all need to go that direction. So me and Zarzer think that we got totally busted, okay? Well, the security guy doesn't know who we are. He's only been told if you see somebody that comes this way, that means they're part of the European team. So the security guy who's making like $9 an hour, he thinks we're part of the European Ryder Cup team. So he tells us to take a left. We take this left into the door. As soon as I open the door, boom, we nearly crash into Tiger Woods. We have crashed into the actual party of all the Ryder Cup and the U.S. America and the team playing. Like within 30 seconds, they try to kick everybody out of the room. And I think it was Darren Clark was the European team captain. Me and Czar like freeze. We're like, well, if we leave now, we're going to get kicked out. They're going to know who we are. So we sit in kind of like a corner, like not making eye contact with us. Darren Clark gives the unbelievable concession speech. It's him and just the U.S. Ryder Cup team, and me and Czar are like huddled in a corner eavesdropping. So we hear that, and that's crazy. But then this is the crazy part. About 30 minutes later, everybody's drunk. Lee Westwood comes in hammered. I'm talking like absolutely just 9 sheets to the wind, okay? Lee Westwood goes, hey, where's Tiger at? Where's Tiger at? We're like, oh, my God, like this is going to be a fight. So I pull out my phone. He gets in Tiger Woods' face, put a finger in his face, and goes, Tiger, you're lucky you didn't win. You didn't play this week. I would have whooped your blanking, you know what? And Tiger's back at him. He's like, hey, Lee, when I get healthy enough, I'm going to kick your butt. And everybody kind of like a schoolyard fight. And we're all kind of gathered around, and I've got my phone out. And sure enough, Lee Westwood grabs Tiger Woods by the back of the neck and French kisses Tiger Woods. I'm talking like grabs him full French kiss. Mickelson falls on the ground like Ricky Fowler.
Hey,
like,
not the worst looking thing Tiger's made out with.
No, trust me. It would have been. There's some stories there as well.
Yes.
And we see Westwood French kissing Tiger Woods, and I'm like, again, I don't know if I've ever been to a situation that was wilder and crazier. And if you don't believe the story, next time you have Taylor Zarzer on, ask him and he confirm every little last piece of it.
Oddly, not the craziest story Peter's ever told us as a group, but that might be number two right there.
It did sound like you were pouring a cocktail there for a second, were you?
Peter's done with the day.
Hey, the biggest upset is Tiger's. There was no women there and Tiger's there.
There's other stories that I can't tell on air.
Yes. I've heard those too. You need to hear them.
I will say this. At one point, I got a photo of Mickelson talking to Tiger, and the conversation was Phil trying to convince Tiger that he just shot the best round in the history of professional golf in his round at the Ryder Cup. And Tiger's just oblivious, like, bro, I can't believe. And Mickelson believed every moment of it as well, too. So chaos, to say the least.
Peter Burns, at Peter Burns ESPN, see him on the SEC Network this weekend. Thank you, Burnsy. Have a great weekend.
Later, boys. Miss y'all.
All right, take care. That is Peter Burns. He joins us on the Pepsi Hotline. Rockstar, I just can't get it up quick enough. I'm sorry. That's what she said. Yes, I know.
Well, like, I got it. I got you.
Right now, the Americans lead at the Ryder Cup 2-1. So the U.S. leads by one right now as they play the alternate shot today at Whistling Straits. Brown will keep you updated to the second half of the show on that. Injuries, a big storyline as well. USC quarterback Jackson Dart, extended time out now. Torn meniscus, was 391, four touchdowns, two interceptions last week. USC hosts Oregon State this week. He's out. LSU's Derek Stingley Jr., very questionable, according to Ed Orgeron. Tweaked an injury that he suffered in camp. Some of you believe this is the beginning of the last time we'll see Derek Stingley Jr. in an LSU uniform. LSU is at Mississippi State this weekend. Those are the injury updates brought to you by the folks at Precision Sports.
You know, you mentioned Jackson Dart, and I reached out to Dr. Michael Patterson, part of the Precision Group, to ask what the long-time prognosis was. He said anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks to 3 months. But, hey, our friends at Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, affiliated with Brookwood Baptist Health, Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, 9 convenient locations, including the Southern Orthopedic Sports Medicine Associates location right there in Jasper. Now with 14 total providers, you can make that same-day appointment for orthopedic and sports medicine care. Call 855-219-6200 or visit them online, precisionsportsortho.com.
The NASCAR guys are in Vegas this weekend, 12 left in their playoff chase. They're in Talladega next weekend. We'll talk more about them coming to Talladega. Here on the show next week, you can get your tickets with our friends at the Talladega Super Speedway right now. We're back with LT's Trash next.
Follow LT on Twitter at TheLanceTaylor.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round. Major situation the other day. Basement and garage flooded. So who did I call? Our friends at DryTech Water Restoration. Call them today, 205-637-0143. They were at my house within an hour. They will always respond quickly, and they answer the phone, 205-637-0143. They work for the customer, not the insurance company. No ties to any insurance companies. Go online, mydrytech.com. That's mydrytech.com, or call 205-637-0143.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who miss the fairway all day and still pull out the big stick. The type of guys who will always prefer to be behind the grill than in front of the camera. And the men who never let their friends forget about a high school nickname. This is the Lodge Mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Who wants to settle for a single TV? With more TVs, bigger screens, plus our fabulous scenic views, there's more to watch at Twin Peaks.
I can't say it simpler than this. Way to Wellness saved my life. I'm Jim Dunaway, and the Way to Wellness program helped me lose 45 pounds and get my blood pressure and cholesterol in check. You can do it too. Go to the website, aplanforme.com. No cookie cutter plan. Everything is designed for you. The program is overseen by board certified professionals. There are no contracts, there are no sign up fees, and you get a free consultation. The website is aplanforme.com. Tell them you want a plan like Jim. Way to Wellness, your journey to healthy living.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com, for the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
Talladega is home to big campgrounds, big parties, big playoff hopes, and oh yeah, the big one. NASCAR playoffs at Talladega, October 2nd through the 3rd. Get your tickets for the Yellowwood 500 weekend now at talladegasuperspeedway.com.
Want more of The Next Round? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast. The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family. All at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
A legendary coach once said, "It's not the will to win that matters. It's the will to prepare to win." Bryant Bankers have the dedication and experience to put together a financial game plan that's right for you. Stop by one of the 7 Central Alabama locations today or give them a call at 1-855-4-BRYANT to begin preparing for your financial future today. You'll find out what unbeatable service and legendary results are all about. Bryant Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
If you owe back taxes and are looking for a way out, I've got the answer.
This is Jim Dunaway, and I've seen what ignoring IRS tax problems can do. There is hope, and it starts by calling my friend Perry Cronin with Axiom Tax Resolution Group. Let me explain two things. One, the IRS is starting to take the gloves off again post-pandemic. That means they are getting more aggressive with their collection efforts. Don't fall victim to liens and garnishments. Call Perry Cronin today. The second thing is this. Don't call some national 1-800 number. This is too important for you to be just some other number. Perry and his daughter, Teresa Cronin, are tax professionals right in our area. You'll meet with them face-to-face, and they'll give you a free consultation. Call 205-872-1100. That's 205-872-1100. Or the website, 205tax.com. Perry Cronin can show you there's hope when dealing with the IRS. Visit 205tax.com.
Start your day online at nextroundlive.com. Get all the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. And it's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round. I'm absolutely loving my Alfa Romeo Stelvio that I've been in for months now, and right now, you can get up to $3,500 bonus cash plus 1.9% financing for 72 months on the all-new 2021 Alfa Romeo Giulias and the Stelvios in Alfa Romeo of Birmingham. Come experience the passion and performance of Alfa Romeo. Alfa Romeo USA of Birmingham.com, 1837 Grants Mill Road, exit 27, right off of I-459.
Brown will give us a scoreboard update, a little change at the Ryder Cup since we tossed a break there. It's brought to you by our friends at Hemp Hill.
Yes, as you guys know by now, Hemp Hill, my go-to for all things AC. The AC unit went out just a couple of months ago. The guys I called, Hemp Hill Services, they were out that same morning, professional, courteous. That's how they work. They've been serving Birmingham since 1954. They're who Birmingham trusted, who I trust to do the job right and at a fair price. Hemp Hill Services, an independent train dealer for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Do what I do, call Hemp Hill Services. It's hard to stop a train. 205-229-2090. That's 205-229-2090.
Three of the four matches are done. One's about to be. Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas finished off Ramon Garcia 3-1. Dustin Johnson and Colin Morikawa win 3-2. Ramon Garcia win 3-1 over Thomas and Spieth. Johnson and Morikawa 3-2 over Casey and Hovland. The match that is just wrapped up is Berger and Koepka beating Westwood and Fitzpatrick. Funny line there. Berger and Koepka, when they finished, Paul Azinger on the TV said first win of the year for Florida State.
Yeah.
It's a good line. Both those guys played at Florida State. And Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele won the first five holes of the match. In the last match out this morning to beat McIlroy and Poulter 5-3.
Hey, so. What is Fitzpatrick's first name, European golfer Fitzpatrick?
Matthew.
Matthew, can you pull up Matthew Fitzpatrick, rock star, find a picture with a hat of him? He looks like, at least in the shot this morning, it looked like if Sergio and Rory bumped into each other and these were the parts they picked up together, or if they had a child together, it's like a combination of Sergio Garcia and Rory McIlroy had a kid.
He looks like
he can see that a little bit.
Be really good at chess.
He looks like somebody. Who does Matthew Fitzpatrick? He looks like he'd be good at chess. You're right.
He looks like Rory McIlroy and Sergio Garcia had a kid.
Rory and Prince William.
Oh, there is some Prince William in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Young Prince Charles. He's got a little young Prince Charles in him.
Yeah. So that's how young is that kid? He looks like he's 18 in that picture.
No, he's older than that. I mean, he's one of the younger guys out there. I would say Matt Fitzpatrick is probably 24, 25, somewhere in there.
Yeah. Interesting, though. So the Ryder Cup is continuing throughout the weekend. If you're like me, you'll watch it today. You'll watch it Sunday. You will skip over it on Saturday when you're just locked in to college football. Before we get to LT's trash, DJ Uiagalelei, we've talked a lot about his passing struggles. Bill Conley with a great breakdown of the big storylines going into the weekend. He's got a passing chart for Uiagalelei up today, and his problems is coming 10 yards plus over the middle and to the right side of the field. He is 9-for-25 on the entire season so far for passes on any side of the field that goes more than 10 yards. He's not completing anything downfield.
Well, everything is flat and there's no touch. And it's the same thing you see over and over with DJ. And I don't get it, because we saw DJ play with a lot of confidence last year.
I do think with Will Shipley getting more comfortable in this offense, and we saw it finally last week against Georgia Tech, I think this ultimately will help. You don't have an excuse at receiver, not as really good, really physical. Justin Ross is back 100% healthy.
Yeah, but is he the same Justin Ross? Because I was going to ask you, could this be a receiving problem that they're no good 10-plus yards right now? Because you're hearing Nick Saban challenge his guys. Should Dabo be challenging his receivers?
I'm questioning the accuracy right now of Uiagalelei.
Yeah, as you watch DJ play right now, there's something that's not clicking with this offense, and
it's a mess.
You just wonder if they can get it right at some point.
Yeah, line's not great. They don't run the ball super effective. It's just everything's broken on their offense, it seems.
Yeah, maybe it's the fact that ETN's not there. I mean, we see with B-Rob how important it is having a veteran running back just in pass protection to make you feel comfortable at quarterback. B-Rob doing such a good job for Bryce Young. You wonder if not having ETN there, a little veteran, Shipley back there, if he's not doing something protection that's making DJ comfortable.
But ETN, you know, just he was kind of off last year. I think it was just, you know, Dabo, this incredible run, I think it was just elite quarterbacks with Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence.
If you want another prime example of how Alabama gets treated a little bit differently than everyone else in the national media, just look at the fact that Alabama's coming off a national championship. They just beat number 11 Florida on the road, and people are once again starting to dig up the old, starting to see the cracks, is this the beginning of the end, those type stories. Clemson has had not as the same dynasty, but they've had a pretty good run here since Dabo won his first one in 2016 against Nick Saban. And they are they're on not the Roy bus, they're on the struggle bus offensively.
Cannot score.
And you don't hear anybody talking about the beginning of the end of the dynasty of Dabo and those guys. You don't hear any of that.
I think it's more just because of Dabo's age. I think if Dabo was 70 years old, I think people would be talking about that.
Yeah, but man, it goes away quickly. You ask anybody on how quickly you can lose the momentum of being a dynasty, especially at a place like Clemson that's not a perennial power.
Yeah, but if I ask you right now,
if they get beat this weekend, I think you'll start seeing more of, because that'll be two losses, and they'll be really off the front burner of the playoffs, and I think you'll start seeing some of those stories.
Well, I'm going to be surprised if they do get beat this weekend, but the offense, it's got to turn at some point. He still recruits with the best of the best. He's got a bunch of five-star guys out there. I mean, it's not like Tony Elliott hasn't been calling plays for a long time. All of this is not making sense, but if I asked you right now, more national championships – moving forward, Dabo at Clemson or Nick Saban at Alabama?
I think I would still go Nick Saban at Alabama.
Yeah, I think I might. Yeah.
Because
That's a tough one.
All it takes is one more possibly to win that. I don't think so. I think Dabo's got more than one more in him, but the next one is never guaranteed. Yeah. We see that happen all the time.
Yeah, I kind of only think Dabo's only got one in him.
I mean, just think, Bob Stoops, Steve Spurrier, some of the greats, they've only got one. Let's do Trash with LT. It's brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right. Hit it, Rockstar.
Thank you for the Wendy's. What can I get for you?
Can I have sex?
You want sex?
No, stupid. Number six.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
Hey, and there's no place like home, and nobody knows that better than Mortgage Right. With locations nationwide, they are the perfect matchmaker to connect you with the home of your dreams. Mortgage Right's team of skilled professionals, they've got the skills and knowledge to move you in with confidence. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR to start your home buying journey today. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. We start first with After It Opens. We're going to get that printer fixed. Got a Knoxville woman. She's in custody after abandoning a burning vehicle, damaging a guardrail, stripping to only a mask, and then assaulting officers.
Well, she was wearing her mask, at least.
Now, according to the report, officers were dispatched to a reported wreck. While on the scene, officers found an abandoned Pontiac Grand Prix. It was still in motion. The car moved off the side of the road, hit a guardrail, and the witness said they had to put out a fire located on the car's door, according to the report.
What does Fauci say about catching COVID from bare breast?
You just need to be careful.
Officers ran the registration of the vehicle, found that it belonged to Marissa Ferranta, 23 years old. Now, later on Monday, officers were dispatched to a reported naked woman wearing a mask and ringing doorbells. Don't see that every day.
You do not.
Officers reportedly then located the woman walking down the road, only wearing a mask, underwear, and tail
Yeah, I don't know what that was about, but what was her name? I got it done.
It was like a furry tale?
What was her last name?
Ferrante.
You know what the headline should be?
What?
Full Ferrante.
Full Ferrante. The headline's in our next segment.
Officers tried to approach the woman identified as Ferrante, but she ran away on foot from the officers and jumped a fence. Boy, I'd like to see that. Naked with a tail and jumping a fence.
Yeah. You know what we call that? Fox hunt.
Yeah. Officers managed to, it's lamping, right? Managed to arrest Ferrante while she attempted to kick, punch, and bite them. She is in custody right now.
You know, we've talked about it in trash before. There's good naked and bad naked. Or actually, one of our listeners one time told me naked is up to no good. Naked is just no clothes. Yeah. I'm not sure which one that is. Bad naked, though.
Yeah, well, she got arrested and tried to bite somebody. I bet it's N-E-K-K-I-E-D.
AccuWeather National reporter Tony Laubach has chased hundreds of tornadoes over dozens of years in numerous locations throughout the U.S.
Tony, is it windy out there?
But the veteran storm chaser's got a new adventure on his plate this week.
What is it?
Chasing down tarantulas.
Ooh, tonight at 10.
Was in southeastern Colorado on Tuesday for a unique event that has begun drawing large crowds during the spider's annual mating seasons. Thousands of the hairy brown creatures. Those are some of the worst looking things in the world.
Tarantulas, yeah. They are scary looking.
Wait, we've got them here in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got tarantulas here.
I never knew that. We don't have them in Alabama.
Not indigenous to the mud puddle. No, we're fine.
Okay. Thank God for Alabama.
We do have brown recluse, though, so you're good.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like those either.
No, I would rather have a tarantula on me than a brown recluse.
I would, too, but we get confused on which one the recluse is and just a wolf spider, right?
Well,
you can tell them to bite.
kill them all, let God sort
during
them out.
This time of the year, across the, it's in La Junta, Colorado. It's located about 3 hours south of Denver. Thousands of these tarantulas crawl around. Do you know what they're doing?
They're mating.
They are mating. Yeah. Very good, fellas. That's the reason.
Bama Southern Miss. Bama Southern Miss. Bama Southern Miss.
Well, if you're in Reno and you like whips, you got a problem. Reno City Council has introduced an ordinance this week that would make the use of whips in downtown Reno illegal. Now, the new ordinance, which will amend an existing municipal code on weapons, states that it is illegal for anyone to possess, carry, or use a whip in the downtown corridor without a permit. Can you imagine going to get a permit for a whip?
Can you imagine that the problem is so bad you have to create an ordinance?
Well, it also states that it is illegal for anyone to crack the whip to, quote, injure, annoy, interfere with, or endanger the comfort, health, peace, or safety of others within city limits.
What was the movie with the Red Room? The
Shoot Diaries?
No, it was. It had Alex Baldwin's daughter in it.
Alec Baldwin's daughter?
Yeah. Well, maybe it wasn't her. No, it's
Don Johnson's daughter.
Don Johnson's daughter.
Dakota Johnson.
50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Grey. They had that. They had whips and chains and stuff like that in that.
We get there eventually, but it's such a long trip.
It really is. It's one of my
So have you actually seen the movie?
No, of course he has.
I've seen the first one. I've only seen bits and pieces of the two
sequels.
So you
haven't seen The Godfather, but you've seen
exactly.
Dunaway drives east to go to California.
He does. It's one of my favorite things on the show is Dunaway trying to piece together a movie. He like throws out the most random parts of it.
There's a guy, he wears shoes. In the and they're big.
Marlon Brando's daughter,
Alex Baldwin's daughter.
Yeah, but the whole movie is based off of whips and chains and handcuffs and bondage
and love
in the Red Room
and love
and love, not to the sequel.
And I bet by dialogue, bad acting.
How do you know, Lance?
I think they were up for some awards,
Razzies,
ABN.
In the South American nation of Suriname, is that right?
Yeah, I never knew how to pronounce it.
I don't know.
The country's vice president picked himself to play for Inter. Hell, I'm not even going to try this. Monagatapo. It's one of the continent's biggest soccer competitions.
Right.
Ronnie, he's got a jacked up ass name, too. Boy, I think you put this in here just.
Well, just the fact
that. Can you summarize, please?
It's a 60-year-old man who pretty much owns the team and everything.
He pulled a Ted Turner with the Braves. He's basically playing for himself.
Hey, Turner, I'm going to be on the field, the soccer field.
Right.
I'm going to play. You're 60 years old.
So he's 60, and he owns the team, and he decides I'm going to go play.
That's what the stadium's named. It's named after him.
Oh, so he's playing his own joint.
Yeah. And by the way, he gave himself the captain's armband for the last 16 match, which He played himself. He only lasted 54 minutes. That's pretty good for a 60-year-old man.
A little thick in that jersey, though.
You can tell he was 60.
He feels it.
As thick as Diego Maradona was in his?
Oh, Maradona got some. He blew up.
Yeah, I've got some restaurant workers share some of the weirdest customer encounters. Yours with your bartender the other day is not on here. Yeah, never got that place that he ate.
I did, yeah. I was a little surprised by it, too. Okay. It was out of the blue. I had like two or three I thought might be, but.
Okay, first one. I'll never forget the customer who sent back her beef ravioli after eating the entire dish because she was a vegetarian.
She's a liar and a cheapskate.
So she sent it back after eating it, though? How do you even do that? Oh, I'm a vegetarian. You put beef in this.
And ordered it. I'm sure on the menu it says beef ravioli. Well,
yeah, ravioli generally, it's going to have beef in it.
Here's another weird encounter. Delivery driver here, and I had a girl order her boyfriend a pizza for Valentine's Day and asked me to, quote, give him a hug and pinch his butt.
I just read a story about that with a CNN anchor. That's not going well for him.
This one, I worked at Dairy Queen, and a pregnant woman wanted a peanut butter and pickle blizzard. She even brought her own pickles. It's against policy to use any ingredients that aren't from DQ, but customers are welcome to stir in their own ingredients.
It seems like they would have some pickles for their burgers back there. She could have accommodated.
You would think so.
Yeah.
Another one. Brought a vodka double into the bathroom in exactly 10 minutes is what this guy asked. So my wife and family won't know about it. He told me he'd leave me a $20 bill on the bathroom counter. He was probably 75 to 80 years old. When you're 75 to 80, you should be able to do what the hell you want.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
You imagine seeing a 75 just chugging alcohol in the bathroom?
Excuse me, sir. Is that the mouthwash?
And that $20 bill?
Yeah. Hey, remind me that if I ever make it to 75 on this show, I get to do whatever I want. He said it.
That's right.
Okay. Whatever I want.
I think you should be able to.
All right.
And the final weird encounter from restaurant workers, I will never forget the guy who asked for his steak dry. When I pressed him for what he wanted, exactly, he explained he wanted, quote, no juice.
So well done. I will tell you, there is a chain steak place near where I live that when I swing by there, if I'm going to play poker or something and just get a quick steak, just so I have protein in a salad, they serve it, and I don't know if it's grease or butter or a combination of both. It is swimming in juice, and it drives me crazy. Like, I won't go back there because I thought it was just one mistake one time. But that's just the way I asked them this last time. I was like, what is that? And they're like, oh, that's the butter and the flavor that is part of, you know, da 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 da. So every time it's served like this, yes. No, thank you.
You can't ask it for, I just want it without the butter and the stuff. I don't do that. Just straight grill it, man.
I think a lot of it was grease, really.
Tell them I said if they have to add that for taste, they're not grilling it right.
I agree. That is trash. That is brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right.
Hey, life comes at you fast, but our friends at Mortgage Right, they're faster. Looking to refinance with a multitude of trusted professionals behind them, Mortgage Right has got your back. Whether you need a cash-out refi to pay off the debt, make home repairs, or just looking for a lower interest rate, Mortgage Right, they've got the right option for you. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR to get started. NMLS 2239. Equal housing lender.
The restaurant that never disappoints me is Champy's Chicken. They bring you this hour of the show every day. Tailgating tonight or this weekend or just watching the Ryder Cup on Sunday, you cannot beat the to-go line right there at champyschicken.com. Order it there. Swing by on Highway 119. Say hello to Sterling and the folks. And try out those tamales. They are world famous for the Mississippi Delta style. If you've never had that style of tamale, you'll want it. It is seasoned to perfection. The chicken on the sticks, my favorite. Blues, Brews, and Bird is Champy's Chicken on Highway 119 in Alabaster.
Follow Brownie on Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Brown Live.
The season for golf is far from over. Ryan Brown here for the next round. Make sure you take advantage of the great weather heading our way at Ballantrae Golf Club, 620-GOLF, 620-4653. It's also never too late to fix your game. The Thompson School of Golf is based there at Ballantrae. They can help you as well. 620-GOLF for a tee time, 620-4653. 18 championship holes of golf at Ballantrae, always in fantastic shape, and it is so easy to get to. They treat you like family there at Ballantrae. Take it from me. I love the game. 620-GOLF, 620-4653.
A legendary coach once said, "It's not the will to win that matters, it's the will to prepare to win." Bryant Bankers have the dedication and experience to put together a financial game plan that's right for you. Stop by one of the 7 Central Alabama locations today or give them a call at 1-855-BANKERS. for Bryant to begin preparing for your financial future today. You'll find out what unbeatable service and legendary results are all about. Bryant Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about one of our favorite places for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That is Hamburger Heaven since 1982. Hamburger Heaven has been serving Birmingham's best hamburgers, cheeseburgers, french fries, hand-spun milkshakes, and sandwiches made fresh to order. All of their ingredients are fresh and prepared daily. This includes their beef, always fresh, never frozen, hand-pattied each and every day. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, visit any of the four locations, Highway 280, Irondale, Gardendale, and Homewood.
Football season is now in full swing, and you need to be winning with us at lanceslock.com. You get the free lock during the show, but get even more with a subscription at lanceslock.com. Get Lance's full slate of college football games every Saturday, as well as Sunday's NFL, all with the same subscription. No complicated or expensive weekend packages. Get everything, all leagues, every day. Only $90 a month, breaking down to $3 a day. If you want to win this football season, jump on your phone, tablet, or computer right now and go to lanceslock.com and get on board with us.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Gutter Cap. Gutter Cap's that patented aluminum cover system that fits over most existing gutters to keep out debris and eliminate that gutter cleaning. It's back with a lifetime warranty, almost 20-year service record right here in Birmingham. Stay off that dangerous ladder forever. 45% off the retail price now if you call guttercapbirmingham.com. Call my good friend Chris Stewart now, 205-823-2212. Cap it, don't snap it, it's Gutter Cap.
Did you know 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer? September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and the expert urologists at Urology Centers of Alabama are leading the way in diagnosing and treating men with prostate cancer. Early detection is the key to survival. Guys, if you're over 50, it's time to have your PSA levels checked. It only requires a simple blood test and physical exam. With 13 convenient locations, making an appointment is a no-brainer. Visit UrologyCentersAlabama.com or call 205-930-0920.
How do you know you're in a community, not just a town? Well, strangers smile as they walk by. They refill your coffee without you asking. And when you ask directions, people offer to walk you there. Communities give more. The way you know when you walk into First Bank that you are in a real community bank. Great products, direct access to your local bankers, and relationships that can last a lifetime. Don't just have an account. Have a community with First Bank. Member FDIC.
If you owe back taxes and are looking for a way out, I've got the answer. This is Jim Dunaway, and I've seen what ignoring IRS tax problems can do. There is hope, and it starts by calling my friend Perry Cronin with Axiom Tax Resolution Group. Let me explain two things. One, the IRS is starting to take the gloves off again post-pandemic. That means they are getting more aggressive with their collection efforts. Don't fall victim to liens and garnishments. Call Perry Cronin today. The second thing is this. Don't call some national 1-800 number. This is too important for you to be just some other number. Perry and his daughter, Teresa Cronin, are tax professionals right in our area. You'll meet with them face-to-face, and they'll give you a free consultation. Call 205-872-1100. That's 205-872-1100. Or the website, 205tax.com. Perry Cronin can show you there's hope when dealing with the IRS. Visit 205tax.com.
Lock of the day, every day on the show. LT was part of the American betting family, prognosticators who got caught up in just smart football last night. But it was obvious that if you had App State -7, you were on the right side because they were 8 points or more better than Marshall, but they decide not to score the touchdown, to not give Marshall the football back. The right play, but it's one of those, as they would say on SVP with Stanford Steve, a bad beat last night. It's part of the lock of the day. It's brought to you by our friends at Iron Mountain Drains and Plumbing, ironmountainworld.com. Jeremy Purvis, a great guy right there. 31-30 last night. Where are you going tonight? More football?
Yeah, we did have the under last night in the Texans Carolina game. So we got that. So we split for you. But
good call there. That was 7-6 every time I looked at it.
We've got a couple of plays up tonight, but one of those plays, we are taking undefeated Wake on the road in Charlottesville, taking on Virginia, catching 4 points. We like Wake in this spot, catching points. I actually think Wake's the better team. I'm getting value here. I like Wake a lot on the road.
All right. So LT is going with Wake Forest tonight. It's the Iron Mountain Drains and Plumbing. Lock of the day, Jeremy Purvis and the guys at Iron Mountain Drains and Plumbing. They'll do residential and commercial. IronMountainWorld.com. Just drain it. We're to the point of the show today where we're going to do our headlines, getting ready for the weekend. What this is after the games are played, the headlines you'll see online for local newspapers and websites all over America, post-college football. We try to predict the games through our headlines, and it's our spotlight today brought to you by America's First Federal Credit Union Rockstar.
The America's First Federal Credit Union Spotlight.
Like the game's already been played. Monday's headlines today.
Banking is not just about your money. It is about you getting help with what you need when you need it. That's what AmFirst does. AmFirst was founded for you, and AmFirst has been putting you first ever since.
All right. We'll start with LT, and we'll end with Rockstar. And Brown and I will go in the middle here. Start us off.
Dunaway, you used to live in the bluegrass state.
I did, up in Kentucky.
I bet you fluffled the Lexington Herald Leader every now and then.
Yes, I did. I would pop it and sit there and read it and drink a cup of coffee.
Okay, when you pop it on Sunday, headline, here we go again. Cats top Cox in tight one. Kentucky makes it 7 of the last 8 versus South Carolina.
Wow, so South Carolina's going to play them that close,
though. The Cats are going to top the Cox.
Yeah, they are.
It's going to be a tight one, too.
It's going to be a tight one.
Will Levis and company, they're rallying on. So LT starts us off there. Brownie, give me yours.
Mine is
going
to
shock you. I've got two.
Oh, really? Mine's going to be in the Texas newspapers. Jimbo Fisher finally gets his razor back. A&M wins in a close shave.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, Jimbo Fisher always looks like he needs shave.
Yeah, a little bit.
So Jimbo Fisher he finally gets his razor back, Rockstar. A&M wins in a close shave.
Razorbacks are what the Arkansas team is.
Yeah. Right, that's who Texas A&M's playing.
My nanny would say, looks when you had the razor, before it became popular now, back in her day, you had to be clean shaven, or she said you look like you were on a 3-day drunk, is what she would say about Jimbo Fisher. He looks like he's on a 3-day drunk.
Yeah.
The world has changed.
Yeah, it has a little bit, but Jimbo looks like sometimes he forgets to shave every now and again.
He does.
Mine, we'll start with the Times-Picayune.
Oh, that's down in New Orleans.
Down in New Orleans. Oh, hell State, not again. Mississippi State beats LSU.
Ooh, bad loss for Big O.
Oh, hell State, not again. LSU beats Mississippi State.
Oh, like Orgeron?
Yes.
So, yeah, I got you.
Oh, hell State. Oh. Yep. My other one would be in the South Bend Tribune.
Mm-hmm.
Newt Enough. Badgers hold off Brian Kelly. It's Irish. Newt, as in Newt Rodney. Newt Enough. K-N-U-T-E. Newt Enough.
Oh, my gosh. Dunaway.
John Metchie would get it.
Newt Enough.
He's from Canada. Canadian.
He's from Canada.
Ready for me?
Yeah, I'm ready for you, Rocky.
I don't know where this is from. Clay Travis busted with hooker from Tennessee. A-list celebrity does save $50,000 after lackluster performance from key positions.
All right, for those that don't know, Hendon Hooker is the starter at Tennessee. Yeah, it makes a little more sense. Yeah.
Okay, give it to us again.
Clay Travis busted with hooker from Tennessee. A-list celebrity does save $50,000 after lackluster performance from key positions.
Boy, these headlines are longer than some stories right there.
You know,
those are our headlines today, brought to you by our friends at America's First Federal Credit Union.
What they know is banking isn't just about your money. Jimmy Dunaway, it is about you. So getting help with what you need when you need it is what AmFirst does. AmFirst was founded for you, and AmFirst has been putting you first ever since.
Our friend Mike Oresco, who is the commissioner of the AAC, has got a new deal. Expansion talk, he says, is going to happen in a matter of weeks. They're going to expand in a matter of weeks, not months. Doesn't put a strong timeline on it. It does look like the four teams out west has become the focus of the American expansion. But according to reports last night, only Colorado State and Air Force seem like they are 100% in on joining the American. Boise State and San Diego State aren't all in on joining the American if they get the invitation. And you would think they don't get invited if they don't give you the whole, I'm going to do this. If you ask me, I'll say yes.
So Boise and you said San Diego State?
Are really lukewarm right now about joining the American, according to reports.
I just wonder if it's because they've obviously had success against Pac-12 teams. and they think they belong in a bigger league.
Yeah, well, they're not going to get asked at the Pac-12, probably.
Well, but if you're Boise, Brown, if you're Boise, and they are a – I mean, they're close to being a name-brand college football program.
I agree. And look, and San Diego State's a big university, and that's a big, big market.
Big television market
and,
as well.
And I think it makes San Diego State a much better program if you are in that conference. And look, to me, San Diego State is – year in, year out, much better than Washington State or Oregon State.
That's right. And better destinations as well, both of those locations, Boise and San Diego State. I'm with LT Brown. I think they may be saying no to the American, thinking if we're heading to 16 teams, who's the Pac-12 going to get? They're going to get us. I'd rather wait for the Pac-12 and say no to the American. It'll be interesting. All that said, that could be even better news for UAB as the American has to expand. The Blazers get Tulane coming up this weekend, an American opponent, hopefully someday a future conference game for the Blazers. When we come back, the final hour of the show includes Rockstar's Playhouse. Stay with us.
Follow Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram at Jim Dunaway.